This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. There's an image out there that women are natural caregivers and that many men have a hard time taking care of themselves. So how do we look after the men in our lives without ignoring our own health? Well, Andrea King Collier, a health journalist, and Dr. Willarda Edwards have co-authored a new book that may have some answers. It's called The Black Woman's Guide to Black Men's Health. Andrea and Willarda, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So I don't want to spend too much time. I'm very curious about how you guys hooked up, just very briefly.
Andrea?
We met at the NAACP convention a couple of years back. And when I tried to find the right doctor to help me with this book, Dr. Edwards was the first doc that came to my mind.
And it was my pleasure to work with her on this book.
That's a great story. So when it comes to advocating for men's health, are you concerned that you will be leaving women behind? Dr. Edwards first and then Andrea.
Well, I think that Andrea had the right focus. And as you mentioned before, that black women seem to be the head of a lot of the health care for the family. And so it's not leaving women behind as much as trying to make sure that our men and our children are taken care of.
Andrea, have you had any personal struggles in your own relationships to try to lead the man to water, so to speak?
Every day. I've been married for 25 years, and every day it's been a struggle to get him to go to the doctor, to get him to talk to the doctor. And in fact, almost every doctor visit he's had since we've been married, I've been to the doctor with him. And he waited until he was 45 years old to decide he wanted to start smoking.
Wow.
So on a regular basis, we have the smoking conversation even now.
I want to ask you, but then also toss this to Dr. Edwards. Nagging is considered one of the great all-time no-nos in any relationship. How do you deal with the fact that your husband smokes without resorting to nagging?
Well, my patients I see frequently in the office are usually there with a list that their wife has given them about the things that they need to address. And I think it's all about just informing them of what their alternatives are, what their opportunities are in terms of helping them to quit smoking or any other health issue, and just being encouraging to them as opposed to, as you said, nagging. And that is a problem in terms of being able to draw the line.
What do you think?
I think it is a fine line, and I worry about it. So we have this conversation on a regular basis, a little bit at a time. When he gets to look like I can't hear anymore, then I stop, and then I come back later.
Does he ever flip the script on you and say, well, how can you be telling me this when you yourself need to do that?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
That's you a know, natural tendency, I think.
It is, and in fact, what we do is they're things that both of us need to work on, and we're starting to work on them together.
Doctor,
and so I don't mind it.
Dr. Edwards, can working on health as a couple be kind of twice as powerful, or does it have twice as many minefields?
Well, I think that we can see examples of that in the weight loss programs and in other programs where you talk about group activity. And certainly having someone helping you and doing it as a couple or doing it as a family is going to be more effective than one doing it all on their own, because you always need someone that's going to help you, coaching and so forth, that would be very helpful.
Now, I am not a man in real life, and I don't play one on the radio, but I am going to give it a try right now and just do some role-playing and see what you say. Andrea, and I'm just, you know, pulling out things that may often happen. I've been having a tightness in my chest, Andrea. I don't think it's anything, though. I'm going to go out and mow the lawn. What would you say to that?
We need to get in the car right now and go to the emergency room.
Dr. Edwards, why is that the case?
Well, I think that nothing that we've talked about in terms of cardiovascular disease and diabetes that occurs so frequently in the African-American community should be just casually looked upon. I think that any of the concerns that we've discussed in our book should be taken seriously. I don't know that with every chest pain that we want to obviously go to the hospital and go to the emergency room, but I think, as Andrea said, you need to always take it seriously. You need to also make sure that that patient or that person has been getting regular routine visits. You know, someone that has just seen the doctor, got a complete cardiovascular workup and evaluation, would they have a little chest pain? Yeah, we might want to think about something else other than heart. But then in the case where, in the population that we're talking about, a lot of times people haven't seen a doctor in a number of years. And so, yeah, the next step is a visit to the doctor.
Well, Lardia, Dr. Edwards, I'm going to also another role playing. I'm coming into your office. You know, I just don't know what's going on in my marriage. I'm just not feeling myself. I'm not sure I'm even still in love. I'm not happy on the job. What do you say to somebody like that? Dr. Edwards?
I'm sorry. I thought you were asking Andrea.
No.
And I think that this was part of what we also refer to in the book, and that is making sure that patients are hooked up with a health professional that can help them when it comes down to issues that may be associated with depression and mental health. And one of the things that we want to take a stigma away from is the fact that people do require mental health, and mental health is just as important.
We're losing you. I'm sorry. Your vocals are going very soft.
I'm sorry. That mental health is just as important as physical health as well.
All right. We don't have very much time left. Andrea, what do you hope people can get out of this book?
Well, as we head up on Father's Day, I will say that one of the best gifts that you can give any man in your life is the gift of helping him take care of his health so that he's here so he can be loved by you and love you and your family as long as possible. And women can help do that.
Well, Andrea and Willarda, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Andrea King Collier and Dr. Willarda Edwards co-authored The Black Woman's Guide to Black Men's Health. Andrea spoke with us from the studios of Michigan State University, and Dr. Willarda Edwards by phone from her office in Baltimore.